Just about every industry has been impacted by the devastating effects of COVID-19, but up there with just about any business is the movie theater business. Joining us now is Neil Perlmutter, the VP of Operations and Technology at Santa Rosa Entertainment Group. They own a number of local theaters. Good morning, Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hi.
Sorry. Didn't have you there for a second. Neil.
I went silent.
I don't know where to begin, Neil. Can you run us through a timeline of how quickly you were receiving the news early mid-March and how quick you had to shut everything down?
Boy, I guess it. Obviously we were following the spread of the virus once it started clearly making its way into the States and started taking measures back in February with regards to social distancing and spreading seating apart. But it wasn't until probably Tuesday, mid-March, the 16th, I think.
Right.
Maybe when we got the late Tuesday, got the word that you got to shut down the next day. And that was pretty much it. Then, the next Wednesday, basically, we were doors closed and, no more business.
Yeah. So I imagine at this point, week in, week out, along with all your employees, you're sitting around in a holding pattern, waiting for county ordinances to clear up.
Yeah, basically, that's been, one of the fun parts, I guess, of all this has been monitoring each county that we're in, the different public health departments and what they're doing. And of course, paying close attention to the governor and how he's moving us through this. Luckily, we've got a really good trade organization, the National Association of Theater Owners. There's both a federal and a state level, and they've been doing a great job at both lobbying to try and get movie theaters, keep us in the forefront, basically,
right.
of thought, while also, of course, taking safety into account. And they're keeping us up to date on what they're hearing. Last, I think we heard, was basically the governor is expecting, hopefully, sometime in late June for movie theaters.
Yeah.
So we're going to hang our hat on that and hope for the best.
Now, I think movie theaters are very unique. A lot of attention has gone to bars and restaurants, and rightfully so, as that industry continues to struggle. But not only are you guys at the mercy of, the governor and the county in which your theater resides, but you also have to look to the studios and wonder if and when they're going to release some of their big ticket items. What do you know about the summer blockbusters, and are any going to exist once you're able to open your doors?
Yeah, that's a great question. we've got, thank goodness, we have Warner Brothers and Disney who have been very supportive. Warner's has, at this point, kept the date of July 17 for the new Christopher Nolan film, Tenet. Mm-hmm. They just dropped the new trailer for that, I think, yesterday. So it looks great. You guys should check that out for sure. And then Mulan from Disney is the following week. And both of them are holding pat right now, saying, that's what they're planning on doing. They're obviously a little bit nervous because they do want to see New York and California and Illinois come on, because those are three of the biggest markets for them. And as it stands right now, Illinois and California are looking good, very positive, at being allowed to reopen in time. So I think if you have two of the three, those films should hold pat, and then everyone else will fall into August, September. It'll be great. It's you only have one little studio right now who's being who's being an obstinate child.
What studio is that?
Universal.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't say, but I think everyone knows in our industry that we're not happy with Universal right now.
Okay. Yeah, the Tenet storyline is very interesting. Of course, Warner Brothers wrote a check for $205 million to get that movie made, and if they have any shot of getting a fraction of that money back, I think they need a wide theatrical release. Now, let's say you guys do open up, best case scenario, you do get Tenet in theaters, you do get Mulan in theaters. To fill up the rest of those screens, are you going to go to classic movies if there's just no other releases coming out through the summer?
Well, we're We're expecting or planning for probably having to keep with that social distancing.
Yeah.
So that'll probably be most likely like a 50% capacity of the auditoriums once we do the distancing of the seating. So we're probably going to be doing multiple screens of both those titles. So I don't know that we're going to, I'm not saying we're going to be all Tenet and Mulan necessarily, yeah. But in locations that have, you know, four screens or maybe even 12, it's very possible. And ones that have 14 or 16, we have obviously a little more play. And then at that point, we might do some repertory or, you know, some classic in addition too. But there's also July 1, there's another film, a Russell Crowe film, a brand new film coming out that got moved in there. So we, you know, probably will have that on at least one screen at that point.
Yeah, but obviously the date you have circled on your calendar is that mid-July Tenet release date. At what point will Warner Brothers make a decision to stick with that or move it back or, you know, hold my breath,
yeah,
put it on VOD?
They're going to need probably most likely, they're going to want 3 weeks ahead of time, you know, to get their campaigns going, their promotional campaigns. That would probably be a comfortable slot for them to pull that trigger. I don't think they would ever just go VOD. I mean, once you go VOD, you take so much wind out of your product. I mean,
sure.
It really does. I mean, putting your film in a movie theater values it. And once you go straight to VOD, you are just devaluing your product greatly.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that it could be a historic occurrence of Tenet bringing movie theaters back, and I'm definitely rooting for it because I certainly miss the movie theater experience. He's the Vice President of Operations Technology at Santa Rosa Entertainment Group. They own a number of theaters, including Roxy right here in Santa Rosa. Neil, is there any other information you want to pass on to the movie theater lovers? Anything people can do to support you through these times?
Oh, boy. You know, I just say... just, you know, get ready to come back. You know, I mean, the shared experience of going to a theater is, you know, it's an age-old thing, we'll call it now. I miss it, and I miss seeing all of our guests, and, we have a lot of, we call them family members that we see every single week that come to the movies, and we really miss seeing them. And just want everyone to know that, obviously, we are following all the guidelines that are necessary to keep everyone safe. And we are looking to exceed basically any federal, state, and local health officials when it comes to opening our theaters safely for both employees and guests.
Neil, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Hope to talk to you soon when the news is better.
Absolutely. Thank you.